problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
Beach,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSafety.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kevin Farley and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. Oh my goodness, we made it, folks. We have not succumbed to the Zach Townsend's back here because...
Hey, butterbiscuits.
I enjoy having him here because he's fun, but also with the storm happening and all those... things of that nature. It was hard. Yeah. I can't take you seriously.
Thank God we succumbed. There was a real release after that.
Oh, boy. Your character...
Oh, yeah, brother. Let's talk about it.
This character has really developed into... I find myself doing
a cultural phenom.
It's... I'm all in on this character, pretty much.
As you should be. You have executive producing rights to my videos because I filmed all except one here.
Yeah.
So I might as well throw you a bone, you know.
And then
I know life hasn't been easy to you, so I'll throw you a bone, help you out.
I even wrote the last episode of Daddy Likes at Your Place yesterday, which we were celebrating the fact that not only did the hurricane not do any damage? You didn't have any damage. Really, had a few down tree limbs.
No, there's like one sketchy wire just hanging from.
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll find out tonight, won't we, brothers?
And I didn't really have anything going on here either. I thought for sure the window was going to break. Something was going to fly through the window.
This place was built. Yeah, this.
Well, see, the good thing about this place is that I have walls on. It's like a U shape, so I'm like right in the middle of the U, and there's two, you know, walls on that side, so that protects me on at least two sides. But a couple trees did come down around here. It was when I pulled up to my apartment after spending the night at my dad's house for the hurricane party we had.
Oh.
So I woke
slumber
up,
party.
started coming back down here, and as I started to get near my house, there was just police tape across.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, uh-oh. I figured it was either burnt to the ground,
or
the apartment
complex. Or your Puerto Rican neighbor finally snapped and killed his girlfriend.
Or there was going to be a big tree on top of it. That's what I assumed. But it was just a couple trees down in the street, and they came, and the city came and cut them down. I'm really impressed with the city. And even Duke Energy, my power's on. I know yours is on. There are a lot of people without power.
Yeah, I don't think I ever lost power, not to brag. I'm not one to brag and boast. But
we're recording this to Tuesday after the storm. So there are still, I think, 6 million people in the state without power.
I haven't had work since, what was it? Thursday, Friday?
Yeah. Yeah, I had off. Oh, I think I worked Friday. I went in today, Tuesday, and the office was closed. So
Nobody's been working. No, nothing's open still.
Right. Very few things.
McDonald's wasn't open on the 4th. Like, what?
I know. I went to Taco Bell
Waffle
today.
Waffle House was closed.
That's when you know.
They're going south.
Did you know that there actually is a metric that FEMA uses called the Waffle House metric?
Yeah.
And that shows you how well a community is getting back to normal if the Waffle House is open.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing
stuff.
The
one by my house is still closed.
But I'm open for business, brother.
So, in the storm, I've talked to quite a few of my friends. You see Facebook postings and everything, and it seems like everybody, for the most part, is pretty much good. People are sweating in their apartments with no power still for those unlucky people.
But that's
really about it.
Yeah. I offered up, anybody needs to come
over to Daddy's house. Catch a cool breeze, have a mojito, and possibly charge your phone.
Well, hopefully, they say by Friday, and this airs Sunday, by Friday everybody should be, you know, hooked back up and back to normal pretty much, thankfully. Although I'm worried there's a palm tree that's falling when I came home today, slowly, and it's right next to, I'm ashamed that I don't know what it is, but a blue tube thing that I'm pretty sure has to do
really
with water.
You really are a man's man, aren't you?
Yeah,
I
know.
Blue tube thing?
A blue metal tube thing that I'm pretty sure has to do with water, and I'm worried that that's going to break and I'm not going to have water. But I don't know.
The only way I can see it breaking is if you sit on it, you fat of a lord.
I'm a glutton for punishment, haven't you, honestly? I don't know why I bother.
Oh, yeah, me neither, brother.
Yeah, I haven't been keeping up with running. That is one side effect.
Oh, I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
And I can tell by your love handles pouring out over your sweatpants right now.
And instead, just drinking profusely this whole weekend.
Oh, we went out.
God.
The boys were back in town last night.
I went Friday and got wasted. I think I hung out with you for a little while, and then you left. And then I ended up going out to.
I was really tired.
To Wags after.
I heard you had one heck of a night.
Yeah, tied one on then because I figured, well, this might be the last day of my life. Saturday, I was hungover most of the day, and then I went to my dad's Saturday during the day, and then he had beer and like moonshine and stuff that he got from Carolina. So I ended up drinking then.
Ooh.
And then Sunday was yesterday, correct? No, Sunday the hurricane came in.
Yep.
So maybe I didn't drink that much on Saturday night, but Sunday tied one on when the hurricane was going on.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And then Monday happened, and power was back on. It was back at your place. It was back at my place. Oh. Met up with you at your place. You had a bottle of Jameson.
Waiting for you.
And you started making drinks, and pretty much that bottle was gone in three drinks.
Yeah.
Right?
They were pretty
They were
those
stiff
drinks.
Oh, boy.
They were like me. Stiff.
They were obscenely strong. So we finished a bottle of Jameson in probably an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours.
Then went out downtown.
Got downtown for a little while.
Bar hopped.
And bar hopped a little bit. There's a few places open. The Galley and
everything was really pretty much open. Like everybody was like celebrating last night. Like people were just like, I feel like they've been cooped up in their house for so long.
Yeah, that's the first thing they want to do.
We walked by that one restaurant. There was like a line out the door. Remember that? Nobody could find food anywhere. That's the only place that's not open is food places.
Yeah,
I work in the food industry. We don't even open until tomorrow. We reopen tomorrow.
Yeah, I think pretty much everything would be back to normal Wednesday.
Because of all like the food truck deliveries and stuff.
Right.
That got postponed. That messed things up a lot. That's my knowledge. That's my inside baseball to you guys. Guys, go to college. Don't work it.
Hey, I went to college and I still.
Holy hell.
Yeah. So, you know, don't go to college either. Get a trade.
You know what? Don't go to college. Find a character. Stick with it. And then make a theme song. Can we play the theme song?
Yeah. So we were talking about your character, and I decided that we were going to produce a theme song for your character.
Well, I came in singing a song, and I had it, and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then you were
like,
let's make this better. And we did.
Yeah.
And we did it second try, folks.
Second try. Yep. That's true. You did do it second try. So this is... I love how people are starting to figure out what it is, too. I'm going to play it just because I do love it very much. It's a lot of fun to play and listen to. But I really think it really makes the video. just the intros
it
alone.
Makes, yeah, I mean, this video.
We'll play it. See if you can recognize the tune.
Daddy likes, daddy likes. Oh, that's what daddy likes. Daddy likes, daddy likes. Oh, that's what daddy likes. Daddy likes, daddy likes. Oh, that's what daddy likes. Daddy likes. Mmm, that's what daddy likes.
So, this character, you can find all these at your Instagram at Smack Townsend, like a smack in the face, Townsend. And if you want to watch the videos, they're very stupid and annoying and putrid.
That's what daddy likes.
But they're also funny and fun in their own way. People are really starting to enjoy it and catching on. Although, I think the last few, people might be daddy liked out because it seems like it didn't get much play.
I think a lot of people watch them. I think there's a lot of closeted Daddy
fans.
Likes fans.
Yeah.
But there are actually people, surprising people, that like I wouldn't expect them to be on board with. They think it's funny. And
yeah, well, I mean, we talked about it briefly last week, but women hate it. But even they start to eventually warm up to it at a certain point.
Yeah. And, it's when... That's how the cookie crumbles. That's what daddy likes.
That's what daddy likes.
So I encourage you go watch them at Smack Townsend's Instagram
or on Will's,
account.
Facebook.
Yeah, he tags me in all those. Don't go to Facebook.
I'm not going
though.
Down alone. I'm bringing
somebody
down with,
me. Yeah. Before we get more into this, because I want to talk about, you told me a story about your childhood, and it really disgusted me. But I want you to tell that story here, and then I also have a story. About just awful things we did as children. But before we get to that, I want to say thank you to our sponsors here. Thank you very much to Tap House 61. September 23rd, we got a comedy show. It's Tap House 61 did not get blown down. Nothing happened to them either. Ooh. So we're still having a comedy show there, folks, with Rachel Rowan. I'm going to see if I can get her in next week. Jonas Prezendu. And
ooh,
my mentor.
Jonas.
My radio mentor.
Daddy likes Jonas.
And best friend, Johnny B.
Ooh. The B-hole man.
Yeah.
Johnny B.
You're going to be on a show with him on the 30th, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty
Shout
cool.
Out to Johnny B, man. He's cool.
Yeah, you're welcome.
He's a cool guy. Yeah, no. I mean, I really like Johnny B.
Right.
I don't like you, but I really like Johnny B.
Sure. But yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, Johnny B.
You can find out.
That's what daddy likes.
So be sure to check us out on the 23rd and go there even for a beer and have a beverage. And enjoy the new Tap House 61.
Yeah. Especially if you're a hot lady. We got to get more women in there.
Oh,
you know, my age.
Because that's what daddy likes.
All right, calm it down.
Sorry.
TapHouse61.com. Like him on Facebook. Just Tap House, the number 61. And go say hello to him. Joe's been our first sponsor and still is sticking with us. So thank you, Joe, and Tap House 61. Also, want to say thanks to Truvy Salon and Spa, Chrissy Parker, the only one who touches my hair, I tell you. She cuts my hair once every 4 years, but I encourage you to go there more than that and go get your hair cut and, spa treatments. I think they do, Botox there from time to time. They do a lot of good things. Truvy, T-R-U-V as in Victor, Y, salonandspa.com, and you can make an appointment. And go see Chrissy at the Facebook, too, and everything. What?
I'm just looking at your hair, and you need to chop it off. Your head. Just a complete head off.
Yeah, it could
sword,
be coming
let
soon.
Let me get a sword. And
this
let's...
ends tonight. Yeah. All right, we got one more here. Thank you very much to K9Holistics.com. K, the number 9, Holistics.com. Christine will teach you how to speak dog, Zach, which with your dating life, you could probably use. But no, she's, if your dog's if your dog's a freaking jerk, and this is a dog city, you want to be able to take your dog out places, to restaurants. People love bringing their dogs to restaurants, wherever they go, bars. I don't get it,
stop
personally.
Doing that, please.
I guess it's because when I go to a bar, I just get hammered drunk. I can't imagine being responsible with a dog.
I like dogs actually. Just as much as the next guy, but there's some places dogs don't need to be.
Home Depot? No. Don't bring your dog to Home Depot.
Well, what's the service dog?
That's different. You can bring a service dog anywhere. But you don't need to bring your Pomeranian in the basket at Home Depot.
Okay, first of all, anybody with a Pomeranian is not going to Home Depot.
Yes, I see it a lot. When I go into Home Depot, there's always a woman in there with a small little dog in the basket, not even walking it.
How small?
One of those small frou-frou dogs. But Christine will tell you how to speak dog. She's been doing it a long time. She does great work. Check her out.
She knows how to speak consultation. Cow? Is that how? Is that why? Is that why? Is that why you're doing so well on Bumble?
KK9Holistics.com. No, I'm doing terribly on Bumble, by the way, but we'll get to that very shortly, too. Thank you, Christine. K9Holistics.com. Free. Free consultation for that. So get your dog trained up so you can take him to Home Depot. Thank you. Okay, so we're getting
rough.
To...
Life is rough.
I teased this. Tell me this awful story that you did
when
you were
we were
kid.
Talking about... me and Will were sitting down having a nice little meal earlier and told him this story. I don't know why... when I was like 9 or 10, my mom was having a Tupperware party, you know? You have like 20 ladies and it's...
I don't mean to interrupt you, but Tupperware party... I'm pretty sure it was code for sex toy parties at a certain point, especially during that time. So, are you sure your mom wasn't having?
Daddy likes.
Are you sure your mom was not having a sex toy party?
She very well could have.
All I know is there was 20 women.
Oh, it's definitely sex.
Who I went in touch with a 10-foot pole.
Yep.
In my living room, and I'm like 9 or 10, and I remember being like, "Hey, can I take a bath?" He's like, "Yeah, take a bath and go to bed."
First of all, what psycho takes a bath? At 10 years old. You take a bath when you're a baby, not when you're 10.
Mama, baby want milky.
All right, enough. Sorry, I'm getting you off here. Go ahead, tell your awful story.
So I just remember sitting in the bathtub playing with my toys, and I farted.
Your mom was playing with her toys in the living room.
I remember I'm farting. I remember, and there was no bubbles in this bath because I'm a real man. And I remember farting and then looking behind me, and then like, not even looking behind me, but like I see something floating and a turd, a little baby turd popped out of my little cute butt when I farted in the tub. And I got out of the tub naked. This is my reason. I just had no reason. Wet, naked. I go grab a cup out of the cupboard in the kitchen and I scoop the poopy out with the cup. And I pour it down the toilet. And then, like a miscreant...
I thought you were going to say you
poured
it down your throat.
I put the cup back in the cupboard.
Oh, and didn't clean it or anything?
No.
So, I mean, you probably, in your defense... Well, you were 10. You should have known better. Because you don't really get, like, germs.
I shouldn't have been walking around my house
at
with 10. 20 women.
Yeah,
20 in the other room. Yeah,
I'm surprised 10, you're like a person.
I'm surprised I didn't
10.
Get caught.
You, that is... The more that I'm thinking about this is really perverse.
The more
tale.
I'm thinking about this, the more I'm regretting even telling you in the first place, let alone putting this on the internet where it lives forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think actually podcasts only live for a few years.
Well, let's hope that's
archived.
The same for you, buddy. It's time. This ends
down
tonight.
So I told you I had a story, too, about like one of those awful things I did when I was a kid, but I wanted to save it for this. Do you remember the newspapers, the local newspapers that would be delivered? You know, it was like Largo Leader. They were like the free, small, super local papers. Every city had one. Largo Leader, Seminole,
okay, yeah.
Sentinel, or whatever. So we used to get those, and I used to love collecting the bags and blowing them up and popping them because it made a noise, and it was just a really good material for making balloons. But what I also like to do is pee in those things.
What the? Dude, what?
So, yeah, I know. It was bizarre. But me and my friends would pee in them and then throw them at stuff.
Don't say you and your friends.
No.
You do it by yourself.
No, no.
And then throw it in the air and then let it fall on your head.
No, we would all do it. We were weird kids. But, oh, I got a lot of these.
Can
I did a lot of weird stuff.
Stop shaking your knee
because
your boob is jiggling. And I'm starting to get aroused. Holy hell. Please stop.
Okay, sorry. So we used to pee in these things, and there was this big factory behind my house. So I did that. I peed in this bag and then threw it at the factory. There was this big ditch with like tall trees. So it's exploded. And then about a second later, I heard, "What the hell?" So this piss balloon just exploded all over this
some poor homeless
mattress workers, factory workers' head, and I just ran. I didn't know what else to do. I just ran, and he was probably like, you know, "Oh, it's just water." No,
no,
it was.
You could tell, and you're a kid too. It's like full. It's like
a surge,
sunny delight piss.
Just surge that comes out of you when you're a kid. Yeah, so that was pretty a deviant thing that I did as a child. We used to just, you know what we used
you
to do,
you know what
too?
The backlash is? It's I probably used that cup that I, like, later that day. So much of a miscreant. I truly am a true deviant.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, we used to fucking flash people on the trail, too. Just pull our little baby dongs out and flash people on the trail. I don't know. It was bizarre. I look back on it now, I'm like, what am I doing? What was I doing? I don't know why. No good excuse.
I remember I knew this kid, and he got grounded for, he was, like, grounded for, like, a month, and I was like, what happened? Like, this kid I went to school with, it was, still like, we were probably in, like, fifth grade. I was like, what happened, dude? Like, why can't you come out and play? He's like, fine, I'll tell you, but you can't tell anybody else.
No.
And I was like, all right, what? And he was like, I don't know, my mom, like, walked down in the basement, and, like, me and Tommy were there, and we were sunning each other. And I was like, what is sunning? He's like, the opposite of mooning. And for people...
Oh, no.
So they're just whipping their little dongs out at each other. Just like, he's like, because, you know, mooning is you pull your pants down and show people your butt.
Oh, okay.
I guess this kid called it sunning, which
right.
is...
Makes sense.
Whipping your little wee-wee
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
But, like, his mom, like, flipped out. Thought he was, I guess she thought he was gay, and she thought she could ground the gay out of him. Hilarious.
Grew up in a. Yeah.
I'll never forget that. He could get grounded.
Who was Tommy?
Month.
His brother?
No, some other kid in the neighborhood.
Mm. Yeah, I remember this one kid that lived across.
As far
the
as
street.
I know, they're both pretty straight. I'm pretty
yeah.
sure. Yeah.
Well, I think when
you definitely grounded the gay right out of him, though. That's for sure.
How old was he?
We were like fifth grade, fourth, fifth
oh,
grade.
Oh, I don't think you're gay then. I don't think you would know anyways. I don't think there's anything sexual about it at all.
No, but I was never one of those kids I just never took my wiener out. I don't know. I always kind of kept it in my pants.
Right.
But then again, I wouldn't need two hands to take it out if you catch my drift. Ugh. Brother.
Yikes. Yeah, no.
Heavy machinery down here.
Oh, boy.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to get to next. So you, at this... Now you don't want to talk about
it? No, but, like, we could talk about what we're talking about. I'll bring up the subject about, like, we were talking about earlier about fake sleeping. How bad is fake sleeping? Like, we're dying laughing. Like,
I think you need the context, though, of it.
No, well, let's just say, like, okay, say, like, you had, like, a one-night stand with somebody, and the next morning they're, like, you know, trying to leave and trying to wake you up, and you're just like... Oh God, they're moving. Just let them leave. But you're awake, but you're acting like you're still sleeping. So you're just like, what do you do? You just start
the Three Stooges
your cover.
Yeah. Well, I think that's probably because you had booze brain too. You're probably still drunk.
Yeah. So you're like, what the?
What do I do? And you just went to panic mode.
Yeah. Just. That's happened to me before. Yeah. That's happened to me before. Where like I've been. You know, coming out of a blackout, and you're like, holy hell, who's this person next to me? Oh, God, they're moving. Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
And, like, you got one eye open. You're like, oh, God, they might have seen. And they could definitely see you opening and closing your eyes. You know what I mean?
Trying to make
Even
sure
the way your head moves, like, yeah. The side of your head moves.
Right.
And then I think one time I started going. She's like, why did your... I can tell you're awake. Your breath got way more intense.
Oh, God. Yeah. Jeep, 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 jeep.
Jeep, 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 jeep. I like the fast honk shoe better.
Yeah. Well, they each had their own style, the Three Stooges of fake sleeping. Have you ever watched? Did you watch that
I
growing
never
up?
No, I
never
watched, no.
Oh, really? They used to have it on Saturday mornings. It was great.
Yeah, well, you're also like 10 years older than me, so.
Yeah, that's true. You're a spry young boy of 22 years old.
Look at that muscle. I'm wearing a tank top for those of you who want to know. And man, do I fill this thing out. Oh, yeah. That's what daddy likes.
Oh, my God. You've got to stop. There's a time and a place for this stuff, you know.
Never.
Did you notice? I noticed a lot of people were super defensive about people who left the hurricane.
Yeah, there's like... There's like some people think there's like some sick camaraderie.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we either like people like me who didn't have enough money to leave the state.
Right.
Or just put it off to, like, I don't know. There's...
I don't blame anybody for leaving. And I think if this ever happens again...
We talked about it. We're out, dude.
I'm out because I do not want to deal with this. I'll find somewhere to go, someone to visit for a couple weeks.
It's a nice little reason. To, like, my job is, like I said, my job's been closed. Like, it would have been perfect just to get a little...
Yeah.
Vacation, all I ever wanted.
A boozecation. That's pretty much what we had.
Oh, boy, that bombed.
Yeah, it did. It really did.
Yeesh.
But, yeah, I noticed people being really defensive, like, and mean about it, too. Not even, like, but they're just like, yeah, why don't you just stay out? It's like, well, they still live here. But you know what it is?
I still pay taxes, even if I'm not there.
I'm still a resident. They did the right thing.
You just left us, man.
They did the right thing. That's the thing. And now they're, you know, getting cursed for it. You know, we really did get, like, really dodged a bullet with the storm because it was supposed to be a Category 4 when it hit us, or a Category 3 or whatever. I can't imagine what it would be like in a 3.
Well, I had a fart earlier that was a Category 6. And
oof, that bombed too. But, I mean, a 1. I sat outside and watched the storm from the balcony, or not the balcony, the porch. And just watching Transformers blow up just everywhere. Pop, 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 pop. And I was just like, oh, my God. If it was a 3, like I said, I'm amazed that the city came through like they did. And, you know, things weren't much worse because it could have been certainly a lot worse.
I mean, some people got power back the next day.
The next day.
I never lost power. I don't think I ever lost it.
Yeah, your house, you didn't even lose power. We lost
it. Well, I live in a really... I don't mean to brag, but I'm very wealthy. I'm very, very well off right now. I have a nice big dojo.
Your neighborhood, everyone has 6 fingers and 6 toes in your neighborhood. It is off of Haynes Road.
Literally, I literally live in a haunted house.
Yeah,
it might as
well. It's spooky as
like
hell.
A Dollar Tree haunted house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard that you did have a leaf blower that went missing. Though Elijah put a leaf blower on the. Washing machine, and it's gone now.
Really?
That's just the storm took it. It doesn't belong to you anymore.
Oh.
Well, I don't know why you didn't bring it inside, but...
Leaf blower? I barely even know her.
Oof. Cheep, 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 cheep. And, you know, I got to give it up, too, for some of the businesses that were open were local, crappy little convenience stores. Those were the only ones that were open.
I mean, we went to that store yesterday, and that guy was like, you heard what he said. He said, hey, if you can get me ice, I could sell 1,000 bags of ice. I think he was fibbing a little bit.
He did say that. I didn't hear him say that.
Yeah, he's like, man, if you could get me ice, man, I could sell 1,000 bags of ice. It's like, could you, buddy?
Yeah, well, he probably could because he was one of the few stores open. This is the thing with those corporate stuff. Like, I know I like the ease and convenience, and it's a little cheaper with corporate stores, but having these mom-and-pop shops around... is
those
key.
Mom and dads.
Oh, boy.
That's what daddy likes.
See, part of this is you have your glasses upside down, and you look ridiculous. I mean, your face is ridiculous as it is, but, you know. But having the mom and pop shops, man, the little convenience stores, they really saved our cabooses. Be able to get some soda for that Jameson. Nobody can see you, Zach. This isn't a video podcast. Yeah.
You can't do
stuff visually.
You ever thought about doing that?
Yeah, it might be at some point in the near future.
Get like one up there, one down there,
mm-hmm.
one right here.
Yeah, and you're pointing at your crotch.
Oh, well, am I? Will, you are a sick boy.
Yeah.
You. We were talking about family earlier, and I remember talking about.
Oh, boy.
Talking to my grandfather was telling me this story about a couple of years, like it's been a while now, but he used to work at this mattress factory. One of these delinquents, some pee was raining from the sky, he said.
Cats and dogs.
It was a category piss.
Oh, boo.
It's category number 1. Oh!
That was a little better. There you go.
Save it, Zach.
Come on, buddy.
They can't.
You gotta save it.
They can't stop you, Zachy boy. I feel like Dirk Diggler in the end of Boogie Nights. Looking in the mirror, stroking myself to stop myself, giving myself the best pep talk of all time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we survived, man. I didn't really plan.
Speak for yourself.
This week's podcast. Yeah, that was one of my jokes from this whole thing. Was how do you mark your? You know, you can mark yourself safe on Facebook. How do you mark yourself as dead inside on this? It got a big. People loved it.
I mean, how do you mark yourself as insecure? That's what you should have asked. Not you in general. I'm just saying, like, you know, people of Facebook are. I think some of the most insecure.
Oh, that's one of the things I wanted to bring up. Facebook during this whole thing. Boy, can people make this stuff about themselves,
dude,
can't they?
Okay, yeah, wait. Let's hold on. But I'm sandbagging my grandma's house, which sounds really like an innuendo, but I mean it. I'm sandbagging my grandma's house. And I'm doing it with
would you give her a friggin' Cleveland steamer afterwards?
No, so I'm rusty tromboning my no, but I'm sandbagging my grandma's house, which just sounds awful.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say it one more time, but I will. I'm sandbagging my grandma's house, and I'm putting them in front of the garage, and she goes, runs in the house. I'm like, what the heck is she doing? And like me and my grandfather are doing, you know, I'm like, yeah, you know, don't do it. She's like, all right, now pose for me. Like, she's like, took a picture so she can put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's like, lady, this is life or death. You sick freak.
Yeah. She just wanted to show everybody that she was getting prepared.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, I get the whole, like, hey, I'm safe thing. But
yeah.
You know what? That's what phones are for, too.
Yeah.
I don't need to get annoyed. I keep thinking girls are poking me on Facebook and stuff. I'm getting notifications saying, you know,
you're
Bobby
safe.
Bowker marked himself safe. Lottie freaking da.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's a good thing about it. It's like people that you might not really
care
about.
You're not going to be safe if I get my hands on you.
I think that's what it's for, though. It's like people that you wouldn't call, but you still are curious, you know? So you're like, I'm not going to call you to make sure.
It's like,
but...
guy, your own buddy, too.
Crap. He's safe.
Damn it.
Yeah. But I saw once, too, that was like, the storm was days away. And then it's like, Irma update. I'm packed up. I'm going to head to my friend's house. They live a few blocks away. I feel more secure there. We'll update you when I get there. And this is probably Friday, so it's not even close at this point. And then, you know, a couple hours later, it said, update, I made it to the house, and I'm safe, and I'm okay, and I'm feeling good. So don't worry.
Boy, Zuckerberg, you really created a monster. I'll tell you that much.
I so wish that I could get off that thing.
You should... what's Urban Dictionary sandbag in my grandma's house and see what pops up.
All right, let's do that. We'll do that. Pull it up.
We can
here.
Start one.
Urban sandbag in my grandma's house. Let's see if anything comes up on the Google box.
Oh, God. Is that a picture of me on Facebook? Grandma, you did take it.
I want to see. It says, just walking up to my grandma's house. Sup, biatch. YouTube. I kind of want to watch it just to see. Hopefully there's no cursing in it.
Just walking to my grandma's house. Sup, biatch. Oh, my God. Just walking to my grandma's house.
Dude, that's me.
Sup, biatch.
Oh, my God.
To my grandma's house. Sup, biatch?
Oh, it just loops it for
yeah, that's Vine. That's Vine. Yeah,
that's pretty great.
We got to get that kid on the podcast.
I wonder what he's doing now. He's probably 22.
Probably sandbagging his grandma's house. That's me, actually. That was me. You've heard me and my grandma talk on the phone. We have a very similar relationship.
Oh, this one's sad. May 7, 2017. Grandson fills 600 sandbags but can't save his grandmother.
Ooh.
Bum, bum, bum. That's very sad.
Because he filled the actual
dictionary
her with sand.
They do have urban.
She was one of the bags. Her loose skin everywhere.
They just put her out there on the stoop.
She's just pouring sand down her throat with a shovel.
There is a urban dictionary for grandma's house.
Oh, boy.
Period,
what
which
the
is
heck?
Central location for activity featured in the video game Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
Wow, that was really anticlimactic.
That's...
Hey, listeners, are you as bored as I am? What's next subject?
I don't really have any. We kind of did this last minute because I didn't...
Yeah, we did, actually.
I wanted to talk about the hurricane. What else was I bitching about in the car? With the hurricane.
That's got to be the new thing, people. That's what you do. Start making that noise when you just don't want to be doing something that you're doing or you want to blend it. It's camouflage. You want people just to... So you want to be invisible. That's your invisibility cloak. Honk shoe.
Have you heard of anyone having damage? I haven't heard of anybody having any damage to their house.
The only damage I heard is all the chairs that you've sat on in the last 32 years.
That's not storm-related, though. So that
doesn't
count.
But this infrastructure is breaking on that thing. Holy crap. That chair has the spine of Stephen Hawking.
I don't know what's worse, your personality or your tattoos. They're both really bad.
What's wrong with my tattoos?
You have awful hands praying that were done terribly, poorly. I don't know who the artist was.
What are you talking
about? And a locket around it that says mommy on it.
I got the other one that says daddy, but you got to find that one.
Why did you get mommy?
Because my mom's dead.
Yeah, but why don't you say mom? Because why did you get mommy?
That's actually her necklace.
Whose hands are those?
My mom's.
Oh, my.
No. These are man hands.
They don't have fingernails. They're just stubs with,
they do.
Fingernails
on
them.
Yeah, they do. Look it. This tattoo's actually very well
done. So poorly done, Zach.
You're such
You really need to, look at the lines. It looks like somebody drew it with, like, a pencil on notebook paper.
Oh, boy.
It looks like a sixth grade drawing. It's really
Open your eyes and
who
realize
did,
how bad
Who did that tattoo?
How
much did you
getting?
Pay for that tattoo? Huh? How much did you pay for that tattoo?
I think I just paid for it in jokes.
You got it for free? Yeah.
No, I didn't get it for free. I think
you paid for that?
Like, yeah, like 180 bucks, 200 bucks.
Holy crap. You got ripped off, buddy. Let me tell you that much. Why don't you have Kyle fix that thing up for you?
What's wrong with it?
It's terrible. It's so badly done and poorly done. It's the lines aren't straight. They're all sketched out. There's not, like, real lines in it. It's just sketched out lines. I got to take a picture of that and put it up
on
the HMB radio page.
Yeah,
and
not if I break your neck first.
Yeah, good luck, Buster. What other horrible tattoos do you have? You have blessed on your forearm. The only thing you're blessed at is being a hobo and still surviving. You're a homeless person with a home. You really are complete mess.
Honestly, my room truly does look like an Airbnb.
It looks like Irma just sat in your freaking room and just sat there for 3 days. That's what it looks like.
Yeah,
just
we know you didn't sit in there because there's not a sinkhole. So.
And you have, what's your scripture verse that you have on your forearm there?
It says, "That's what daddy likes." Philippians 4:13. I'm pretty sure it's a direct quote from God.
Is it?
He looked down at the world and said, "Ooh, earth. That's what daddy likes."
What is the quote, though? Is that how you say it?
Philippians. Are you really that uncultured, you swine?
I'm not
you really
not
are
Christian.
An uneducated pervert.
What does it say,
it says,
you idiot?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah, apparently not get bad tattoos. You're really
not
bad
Not get
at that.
Bad tattoos. Oh, boy, you really tripped over that one. Not get good tattoos.
Not get good tattoos, that's right. Boy, you really... Thanks for the correction. What other tattoos do you have, buddy?
I have my last name across my back.
Do you now?
Yeah. What of it?
What does it say? Frankenstein?
you have your last name across your back, don't you? Yeah. Oh yeah, Schumer. That's what it's you.
Oh boy.
Really are
built.
Built like a lesbian.
Yeah.
A dyke.
I know. I do need to get, like, I was thinking I should probably get a tattoo, but at this point I'm like, I think I'm more unique without a tattoo.
Yeah, you should get a rest in peace tattoo dedicated to every pair of jeans you've ever bent over in. Alley-oop!
Got him. I was thinking, what would I get? What should I get?
Do you really want to go down this road?
I was thinking,
you know, they do practice, a lot of tattoo artists practice on, like, dead pig carcasses.
Yeah.
So, it'll be walk down memory lane for a lot of them when you walk in.
Yeah. I was thinking, what do I get? Because I hate when guys
are a bloated corpse. That's what you are. You're built like you've been dead in a lake for 2 weeks.
I can't even argue with it because you're not wrong. So it's unfortunate. But you ever see like radio guys get a tattoo of a microphone?
Oh,
that's
really
bad.
Know what's really bad is when comedians do the The drama mask. Yeah, the drama mask.
Happy and sad.
Nick DiPaolo actually has that.
Oof, that's bad.
Yeah.
Also, if you played basketball in high school and you get an NBA tattoo,
Cam Bertrand has an NBA tattoo.
Does he really?
He has the NBA logo on him.
Where?
You and think I have bad tattoos? Have you ever seen?
I've seen
Cam?
Some of Cam's. Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Cam
yeah.
has. All right, I have my last name across my back, which yeah, douchey.
Yeah,
up north. Yeah, I know. I'm one of many. I'm not proud of the clan that I'm in with this, you know.
Well, luckily, where you're from, nobody can
lumped
read.
In.
So they have no idea.
You're from Florida.
Yes, that's right. The great state
Anyways,
of Florida.
But I have my last name across my back. Cam has angel wings on his back.
Oh, my God. Does he really? I saw Vinny
what's,
Ward.
What's worse, angel wings or last name?
I mean, they're both putrid.
Or just what you have, which is just back knee.
I see the bad ones, too, is the guns, the tattoo guns in your waistband.
Oh,
really? I think Vinny has those.
No.
Yeah, I think I saw on Instagram with that. Unless it was, like, photoshopped or something. I don't know. But, yeah, that's really awful to see.
I got two squirt guns pointing down there. Squirt, squirt, ladies.
God. That was really filthy.
Oh.
That was really bad.
The father of filth.
Yeah, no kidding. For all the wrong reasons. So I
stop bouncing your knee. Your boobs are shaking.
I can't
it's
help
literally
it. It's
turning me on.
It. Stop looking, you creep. What did you do to prepare for the storm?
I slept. I sandbagged my grandma's house. And then after I was done doing that, I put sandbags in front of her house.
And that was it? Didn't you just like...
I took a ton of Xanax,
yeah, your
dude.
Grandma's friend came grandma's by and just kept giving you Xannies?
Something like that, yeah. I mean, like, they were staying... You know, there's like, probably six of us at the house, and she had, like, Xanax, and she was, like, everyone's freaking out, and I was like, she's like, you can have some if you want. I ate, like, four.
In one sitting?
Just chewed them down. Like, once the power went out at, like, 10:30 on Sunday night, I popped, like, four. The next thing I know, I woke up. I slept through everything.
You're just in a ball of sweat.
I was
completely sweating.
I was like,
did you wake up in a pile of sweat?
Yeah, I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, that was really, oh my God. And not having air conditioning is just truly the pits.
That's what I feel. Not having air conditioning is what I feel like. It feel like what you feel like walking up a flight of stairs, any flight of stairs.
Yeah.
No matter the stair length either, like two or
sure.
three.
Sure, sure.
That's two or three too many for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sweating pretty much regardless whether I'm going upstairs.
Those knees
or
of
sitting.
Yours are just about ready to buckle. Those things are under more stress.
I don't know why I put myself through this. I'm
the
better
polar
than
the polar ice caps are melting, and those knees are.
I'm better than you in every single way. You have $3 in your bank account.
Oh, I
you
told
really
you that in confidence.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I'm not going to get trashed for 18 minutes on this podcast, on my podcast.
Well, welcome to the show, buddy.
Is everybody loves.
Oh, it's going down, brother.
I got to start booking guests again. So
I got millions of fans. I'm coming in every week now. I'm the new. All right, I think it's time we announce I'm the new co-host. I am the new. Well, actually, I'm the new host. Will has now been bumped to co-host.
I got to go get audio for Johnny B this week. You want to go with me?
Sure. I'm just not tonight.
I have to go tonight.
Well, you're going alone then. I got stuff to do. All
right. I got to go then.
I got women, you know, I got women to bed and babies to kiss.
I don't know how you go out on so many dates with no money.
I stick them with the bill. And that's also an innuendo.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I'm saying, brother.
I almost feel like your boyfriend at this time because I pay for everything. Whenever
I mean,
we hang out.
Yeah, but, you know, it comes back to you tenfold for sure. My friendship.
Oh, dear Lord. You think really.
I thought you were farting.
All right, Zach. Maybe you'll be back next week. I'm going to try to book a guest for next week.
Well, can I
still
come in?
Come in. Yeah, I guess so. Sure.
We can just make whoever it is feel
very
awful weird.
Smack Townsend on Twitter and Facebook and all that. Follow me, HMB Radio.
Give me
Facebook.
A follow, guys. I'm pretty funny.
@home_made_man on Twitter and Instagram, and follow Radio St. Pete while you're there. Radio St. Pete, really easy. STPETE on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Radio St. Pete was killing it with the hurricane coverage. Mm-hmm. They had their Twitter feed was full of information that you could use. And if you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned for Frank Rivera's jazz show coming to you from Dunedin, Frankie. Florida. Live from the music room. People love that.
That's
it's the best.
Daddy likes.
If you're in the jazz, definitely check it out. And the indie circuit coming up after that. And if you're listening on podcast, hey, thanks a bunch. Make sure you subscribe and rate it. Just search HMB Radio Tampa Bay, wherever you get your podcast, and it'll show up. Or HMBradio.com. It's got a phone number. You can get a hold of us, text or call. 813-693-21. Oh, I had that message I wanted to play. I did get a message. I'll play it next week.
Oh, yeah. It's actually pretty funny.
It's pretty good, yeah.
We should call her back, too.
And that's what we'll do next week on the show. We'll do that.
We're going to start calling people on the show.
Yeah.
We got some ideas.
It's going to be fun.
I really am going to save this.
Shut up.
We got to
go. HMBradio.com. Check it out. Get the contact information. Send me an email, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. I'll shoot you out some stickers. Have a great one, St. Petersburg, Tampa, and the world. Zach, thanks for coming in.
Oh, no problem, brother.
Talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.